passing outer planet Zeon.
We want the inner one, Echos. Follow standard orbit, Mr. Chekhov, and take us in.
Aye, sir.
Captain Devora, try to raise John Gill on Starfleet Communications.
Aye, aye, sir.
Starfleet's been trying for 6 months. If he's still alive, isn't it unlikely that he'd receive us now?
I don't know, Bones. We're here to find out what's happened because I don't know.
I never met John Gill, but I studied Earth history from the text he prepared.
I knew him very well. He was my instructor at the Academy.
What impressed me most was his treatment of Earth history as causes and motivations rather than dates and events.
Captain, no response on any Starfleet channel.
Spacecraft approaching from inner planet.
Echos?
Yes, but it must be a Zeon ship. Zeons do have a crude interplanetary capability. Reaction powered, small rocket. It is on an intercept course. It has sophisticated detection devices, which neither Zeon nor Echos should have.
Have you raised anyone, Lieutenant?
Nothing, sir.
Captain, it is an unmanned probe which seems to be carrying a warhead.
Stand by, phasers.
Phasers ready.
Range, Mr. Chekhov.
2,000 kilometers. Closing fast.
Fire.
Thermonuclear warhead.
It's generations ahead of where these people should be technically. How did they manage that?
Maybe they had help.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Us out of range of their detection devices.
Most interesting. We were attacked by a thermonuclear missile from a planet which should have no such weapon.
Orbit computed and locked in, sir.
Execute.
Captain, no response from John Gill on any channel.
Must be dead. And what's going on down there on Echos?
According to our records, the Echosians are primitive, warlike people in a state of anarchy. The other planet, Zeon, has a relatively high technology. And its people are peaceful.
We've run into a far more serious problem than the disappearance of John Gill. Spark, you and I will beam down.
Bones.
One precaution. Prepare a subcutaneous transponder in the event we can't use our communicators. Insert the transponder, Doctor. Make one low pass to communication range in 3 hours. If we fail to make contact at the appointed time, take our coordinates from the transponder and beam us aboard no matter what our condition may be.
Aye, sir. Whatever your condition.
You ready?
Ready, Captain.
Paradise?
Echosians are humanoid, so there's apt to be a similarity in architecture. Interesting.
Hide! They're right behind me! Hide! Hide!
Zeon pig.
On your feet, pig.
Captain, the non-interference directive.
Hold. Hands above your head, Zeon. Fire. Keep your hands in the air so you don't touch anything at Koshin. You swine have defiled us for the last time. But that's now ended. Move!
Unbelievable. Do you recognize those uniforms?
Mid-20th century Earth. The nation state called Nazi Germany.
Attention. 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 An announcement from Fuhrer headquarters. Today, the Fuhrer has ordered our glorious capital to be made Zeon-free. Starting at dawn, our heroic troops began flushing out the Zeon monsters who've been poisoning our planet.
How could this have happened? The chances of another planet developing a culture like Nazi Germany using the forms, the symbols, the uniforms of 20th century Earth are so fantastically slim.
Virtually impossible, Captain. Yet the evidence is quite clear.
Fuhrer's headquarters reports repulsing an attack by Zeon spacecraft. Our missiles utterly destroyed the enemy.
You look quite well for a man who's been utterly destroyed, Mr. Spock.
At this patriotic demonstration, Deputy Fuhrer Melikon presented the Iron Cross, second class, to Darris, hero of the fatherland. Everywhere, preparations go forward toward the final decision. Death to Zeon. Long live the fatherland. Long live the Fuhrer.
That's John Gill. The Fuhrer?
Fascinating.
You, Zeon.
What kind of monsters are the Zeon sending against us?
You're right. He's not one of us.
What do you mean?
Look at him.
Spock, take his uniform.
You propose we pass ourselves off as Nazis, Captain?
If John Gill is the Fuhrer, it would seem the logical approach.
That's very well taken, Captain.
Covers a multitude of sins.
Lieutenant, what have we here? A Zeon?
Yes, obviously he's not one of us. I captured him. Is that not the correct procedure with enemies of the fatherland?
With all Zeon pigs, Lieutenant.
Take charge of him.
With pleasure. Today we have a surprise planned for you, Zeon.
Your uniform, Captain.
Yes, it's a shame yours isn't as attractive as mine. Gestapo, I believe.
Quite correct. You should make a very convincing Nazi.
Lieutenant! Have you forgotten how to salute? Your papers.
Your orders, Lieutenant. He wants to see your orders in the jacket. The lieutenant's a little dazed. He captured several Zeons single-handed. One of the pigs struck him before he dropped. I promise you that pig will never get up again.
Good work, Lieutenant.
Hail the Fuhrer.
Hail to the Fuhrer. Hail.
This is a day to remember, Major.
Lieutenant, better see a doctor. You don't look well. Your color.
Yes, I shall tend to it, Major.
Lieutenant! Your helmet, remove it.
We have urgent business with the Fuhrer.
Lieutenant, remove your helmet.
Thank you.
Do you wish to speak now?
Tell me your orders. You were sent here to kill Afira. Confess. Do you want some more persuasion?
You're making this a rather one-sided conversation, Major.
Do not joke with me, Zeon Pig.
Who is this alien? Things might go easier for you if you tell me about him.
Let me speak to your Führer. I'll tell him everything he wants to know.
You'll be glad to talk to me before I'm through with you.
Major.
Geminenik.
Your Excellency, I am honored. I have been interrogating these two spies captured in the
very... I've had a full report. You are not from Zeon.
Obviously.
Where do you come from?
I'll explain when I see the Führer.
What is your business with the Führer?
I'll discuss that only with him.
Pig! You are speaking to the chairman of the party.
That's enough, Major. What were the weapons found on you? What design? Our famous SS laboratories have been unable to discover how the weapons work.
Excellency, give me a few minutes with them. I promise you I'll have...
Had a few minutes without result. The trouble with you, SS, is that you don't realize that punishment becomes ineffective after a certain point. Men become insensitive.
Yes, Excellency.
Lock them up. Let their pain argue with them. Then I will question them.
Excellency, the standing order is to interrogate and execute. The interrogation is finished, therefore...
Finished? What have you learned? Hold them for an hour.
Excellency, the order is...
That is my order, Major. I suggest you do not disobey it.
Yes, Excellency. All right, pigs. I shall keep my eye on the clock. And when the hour is up, die most unpleasantly, I promise you. Lock them up.
Gil was the kindest, gentlest man I ever knew. For him to be a Nazi is impossible.
Why did they take you? You're not a Zeon. He certainly is not one. Why do the Nazis treat you as enemies?
Why do the Nazis hate Zeons?
Why? Because without us, to hate would be nothing to hold them together. So the party has built us into a threat, a disease to be wiped out.
Is Zeon a threat to them?
Where did you come from? Our warlike period ended dozens of generations ago. We came here, we thought we were civilizing the Ecosians.
It would seem the assumption was premature.
Were they like this when you first came here?
Warlike, yes. But not vicious. That started when the Nazi movement began. It was only a few years ago.
That would coincide with the time of John Gill's arrival.
When they destroyed us here, they will attack our planet. They'll use the technology we gave them. The danger is that taking life is so repugnant to our people, I'm afraid we'll go down without a struggle. But after what I saw on the street today, I think I could kill.
Do you know the plan of this building?
Why?
We can get to the SS weapons laboratory. Get our weapons back. We might be able to stop the slaughter of the Zeons.
Why should you be interested in saving Zeons?
We must get our communicators to contact the ship.
I point out, Captain, the flaw in the plan is this locked door and the guard beyond it. To the logical mind, the outlook is somewhat gloomy.
The transponders.
Yes.
And a
way to shed some light on the gloom, Mr. Spock.
Of course. The rubidium crystals in the transponders.
Trying to kill yourselves?
No, it's there. McCoy put it in. You're the thickest computer this.
Yes, it would be necessary to hold the crystals rigidly at a specific distance, which I believe should be 27.2 millimeters. 27.2 millimeters, and approximately there. That is, of course, crude estimation.
Okay.
What is it you're making this on, some kind of radio?
No, not radio. Powerful, those lights is very low.
Yes, to reach that light, I shall require some sort of platform.
I would be up.
Now, rubidium crystals should find enough power here to achieve the necessary stimulus. As I recall from the history of physics, the ancient lasers were able to achieve the necessary excitation even using crude natural crystals.
Oh, Mr. Spock, the guard did a very professional job on my back. I'd appreciate it if you'd hurry.
Yes, of course, Skip. You realize that the aim will, of course, be very crude.
I don't care if you hit the broadside of a barn. Just hurry, please.
Captain, why should I aim at such a structure?
Never mind, Spock. Just get on with the job.
Create a commotion.
Help! Help! I'll talk! I can't stand it anymore. I'll talk. Guard! I'll talk. The pain.
Take me with you. Give me a chance to fight them.
Captain, I remind you, we did not intend to fight.
Take me with you, or you'll never find the laboratory.
Take him with us, Mr. Spock. He's got a point. He's our guide.
Which is the laboratory door?
At the end of the hall.
I'd say on pigs, move.
Oh, say on a pig.
They do nothing right. Don't worry, they're on their way to the laboratory for experimental work. They'll pay. Move!
Disassembled. Can you get one to work?
Possibly.
Who are you people?
The phasers?
I don't see them.
Where do you come from?
alien pistols have been sent to Gestapo Command Headquarters.
Well, that takes care of the phasers.
For peaceful people are pretty thorough.
Yes. With this uniform, we can steal a car, get out of the capital.
Came to get John Gill.
Captain, without phasers, and until we're able to communicate with the ship, it is illogical to assume that we can hold out against the entire military force of this planet.
All right, Mrs. Buck, you made your point. Get into the uniform and hide those ears again.
Hunting's good. We've got so many Zeons, we've got to dump them outside.
Escaped from the prison. I owe them my life.
Isak, what is all this?
Abram, thank God you're well. This is my brother. They were in the prison, beaten as I was, Abram.
Why were you in that prison?
I was trying to see the Fuhrer.
The Fuhrer?
So if I can see him, there may be a way of stopping this insanity.
Abram, I owe them my life.
Isak. Ulette is dead. Shot down in the streets.
She would have been my wife.
She lived for 5 hours. While they walked past her and spat on her. Our own people were unable to help her. Now you ask me to help strangers.
If we adopt the ways of the Nazis, we're as bad as the Nazis.
I suggest the most profitable use of our time would be to reassemble our communicators. May I work undisturbed somewhere? This way. Now, using parts from both, I've completed one communicator. I do not know if the circuits are correct, Captain. There is no way to test it. Except in actual use.
The Enterprise won't be within range for another hour.
Over there against the wall, all of
them. The blue screen, Captain, the one receiving the medal.
Darius.
Quiet. Hands in the air, Zeon. Swat. So you're the three who escaped from the Chancellery Detention Center. What was your plan? Speak. It's the last chance you'll get.
I must see the Fuhrer. It's urgent.
Urgent? I'll bet it is.
I alone am responsible for what happens here.
Do you know what we do to responsible Zeons? Now we've finished the job.
Kill the last of us off. What do you do? Turn the guns against yourselves? No, don't shoot. Don't shoot, please.
No. Wait. No more. You've proved they're on our side.
Now, please forgive us. But we had to be absolutely certain.
Yes, if we had taken you into our confidence, we could have betrayed all our people if you had been Nazi spies. All right, leave us.
The Gestapo methods are frighteningly efficient. Now, we must be very, very careful in order to survive here. Now, we of the underground don't know who our leaders are. That way, if we break under pressure, we can only betray a handful of our people.
But this young lady is a Nazi, a hero of the fatherland. We saw her being decorated.
I'm a Nikoshan, fighting the terrible thing that's happened to my people. The decoration was for betraying my own father to the party. It was my father's idea. Zir used to be very close to the Führer, and they saw the changes and where they were leading. He turned against the party. They imprisoned him, and Melikon sentenced him to death.
Melikon? The deputy Führer. He's taken over.
My father denounced me, making it appear as though I had betrayed him. He gave me a weapon to continue the fight with.
But how could this have seemed right to John Gill?
Who?
John Gill, your Führer. He's one of our people.
And what is your people?
I'm Captain James Kirk of the United Spaceship Enterprise. This is my first officer, Mr. Spock. John Gill, your Führer, was sent here by the Federation as a cultural observer.
You mean that the Führer is an alien?
That is correct.
I grew up to admire him, later to hate and despise everything he stands for. But I always thought he was one of us. Now to hear that he's an alien sent here to destroy us.
That was not his mission, ever. He was sent here to observe, not to interfere. Something went wrong, and that's why we're here, to find out and to correct. We must see him.
It's impossible. Even if this were another time, it still would be impossible. He sees no one but Melikon. And he's under maximum security.
Maximum security. Is he so afraid?
And there are many of us. Well, the Koshians and younger Zeons would gladly risk our lives to kill him.
I don't understand what's going on here. This goes against every principle that John Gill ever believed in. Our only chance is to see him. And quickly.
He makes a speech tonight from the Chancellery. All the top party officials will be there.
Will you be there?
Of course. As a symbol of the proper attitude toward the fatherland.
As an honored member of the party, she could get us past the guards.
Only the topmost trusted officials will be allowed in. The country will watch from the view screens.
No one knows for sure, but I'm afraid it'll be a formal declaration of war against Aeon. Their final solution.
You must get us in there.
It would be suicide.
Well, it's a risk living in all the way things are going. Now, the captain believes he has a chance. I'm willing to commit suicide with him.
You, Zeon, you expect to get into the Chancellery?
It's even more my fight than yours.
Light! You, what is your business here?
Get me some lights on her.
Party Secretary Darras.
Your special documentary corps. Smile, Corporal.
Excuse me.
Captain, I'm beginning to understand why you Earthmen enjoy gambling. No matter how carefully one computes the odds of success, there is still a certain exhilaration in the risk.
Very good, Spock. We may make a human of you yet.
I hope not.
Let's go.
Thank you.
Where does the Führer enter?
He doesn't. They watch him on the big screen. There, at the end of the room. He broadcasts from the booth for security.
I've got the booth curtained off.
Bring that light to the side of her face.
Where's the entrance to the broadcast booth?
There, at the end of the corridor. I'm not going to try to get into the broadcast booth.
We're going to try.
Sir, is this light a little higher, better here?
Good.
We If you'll distract the guard long enough, I can get a machine gun. It's a small booth. I can shoot through the door.
We're here to get John Gill and alive, not for your personal satisfaction. Is that clear? Let's try down there.
Lights, please. Gentlemen, this is for the record of the Fuhrer's final solution speech.
We're documenting the men responsible.
With my motion to the television. Smile, gentlemen. There'll be more coverage later. Thank you. Let's get a shot down the hall.
So what have we accomplished?
You should have let me shoot him.
Captain, it was John Gill. But he never moved, never once looked up.
Yes, well, that may be part of the plan, the semi-divine detachment.
Or a deep psychosis.
Maybe simpler than that. He may be drugged. We need McCoy. Is there a place, a room we can be alone for a few minutes? I'm going to send for help.
Send for?
This takes too long to explain. Any place will do.
The cloakroom?
It may not have the range it had. In fact, it may not work at all.
Think positively, Spock.
Spock to Enterprise. Spock to Enterprise. Come in, Enterprise.
Enterprise, Lieutenant Uhura.
Captain here. Put McCoy on.
Yes, sir. Captain, we're not reading you well. You're 9 points into the low frequency band.
We're having difficulty. Patch historical computer into uniform section. I want McCoy outfitted as a Gestapo doctor. Nazi Germany, old Earth date 1944. Make him a colonel.
Yes, sir.
Search the building.
Well, what have you got, Jim?
We found John Gill. At least we've seen him. He may be drugged, hypnotized, or psychotic. You'll have to make a determination. Hurry with that uniform. What is it?
Esau just heard two security men. They picked up your broadcast and pinpointed it within this building. They're starting to search.
If there's going to be a delay in transporting the doctor, I suggest we cancel our...
Kirch Enterprise, what's happening up there?
Dr. McCoy is having difficulty with that uniform, sir.
Well, send him down naked if you have to. Kirk out.
It's true. I only half believe what you said.
Stupid computer made a mistake in the measurements. The right boot's too tight.
There is a logical way to proceed, Doctor. You point your toe, apply equal pressure to either side of the boot, and push. We have no time for emotionalism.
This is Dr. McCoy, our chief medical officer.
Barris, secretary to the National Socialist Party.
How do you do? What in blazes is this?
Chairman Enig.
The colonel is drunk. He's a little too much to drink.
I see.
Yes, he thought he would embarrass the Fuhrer.
Yes, a doctor should have more pride.
You were right to conceal him. There's a spy in this building with a secret transmitter. We're conducting a search. Hail the Fuhrer.
Hail Fuhrer.
Hail the Fuhrer. Well, Captain, I do not understand how he failed to recognize us.
Nor do I. But luck is something you also fail to recognize, Mr. Spock.
True. I shall reconsider.
The Fuhrer's speech.
Let's go.
Hail the Fuhrer! Hail the Fuhrer! Hail the Fuhrer! Hail the Fuhrer!
Incursions. The job ahead is difficult. It requires courage and dedication. It requires faith. The Zeon colony has existed for nearly half a century.
Watch his mouth.
If we fulfill our own greatness, that will all be ended. Working together.
Captain, his speech follows no logical pattern.
Random sentences strung together. Sometimes be
difficult. He looks drugged, Jim. Almost at a cataleptic state.
To reach our goal. And we will reach that goal.
I've got a close look at him.
Take must be decisive. Every thought directed toward a goal. This planet can become a paradise if we are willing to pay the price. As each cell in the body works with discipline and harmony for the good of the entire being.
Gentlemen, I want a picture of you too, with the hero of the fatherland listening to the stirring Führer speech. Get that light over there, please. Get this light around here. Smile, gentlemen. Smile, turn around. Smile, and now.
Pledge him our lives in this sacred task. Death to Zeon!
Death to Zeon! Death to Zeon!
Definitely drugged, almost comatose.
What drug?
I can't identify without a medicom. Without knowing, an antidote would be dangerous.
Is there anything you can do for
him? I can give him a general stimulant, but it would be risky.
Take the
fighting. But despite our best efforts, they remain like a cancer eating away at our feet.
There's no reaction. Like W. Gavin isn't working.
Well, increase the dosage. By working in the dark, I could kill it.
If they find us here, we'll all be killed.
10 minutes ago, on our Führer's orders, our troops began their historic mission.
In the cities, the eliminations have started. Within an hour, the Zeon blight will forever be removed from Akos.
It's begun. It's finally begun.
The stimulant's working.
I now announce...
He's reaching a level of consciousness.
That the glorious final...
It's almost like he's in a light sleep. Now, that's as much as I dare do.
Our entire solar system will forever be rid of the disease that was Zeon.
Spock, try to get through to him with a mind probe. If you can't, Bones, you'll have to use a stronger stimulant, no matter what it does.
Our space fleet is on its way towards Zeon, both manned and unmanned weapons. This is the time of destiny.
Hail victory!
Hail victory! Hail victory! Hail victory!
There's one chance left. If you'd use the weapons you have, you could destroy the fleet.
That would mean the death of thousands of Ecosian spacemen.
I know. Many of my friends are aboard that ship. Many of the underground.
Yes, but against those thousands are millions upon millions of innocent Zeon lives. We've got to choose the lesser of two evils.
It could save Zeon. But what about Akos?
Captain.
I have created a condition in which Gil cannot initiate speech or any other action, but he can reply to questions.
Well done, Spock. They've kept what's left of him as a figurehead.
Quite correct. For the last few years, the real power has been Melikon.
Gil. Gil, why did you abandon your mission? Why did you interfere with this culture?
Planet fragmented, divided. Took lesson from Earth history.
But why Nazi Germany? You studied history, you knew what the Nazis were.
Most efficient state Earth ever knew.
Quite true, Captain. A tiny country, beaten, bankrupt, defeated, rose in a few years to stand only one step away from global domination.
But it was brutal, perverted. Had to be destroyed at a terrible cost. Why that example?
Perhaps Gill felt that such a state, run benignly, could accomplish its efficiency without sadism.
Why, Gill? Why?
Worked. At first, it worked. Then Melikon began to take over. Gave me the drug.
Gill. Gill, can you hear me? You've got to tell those people what happened. You're the only one who can prevent the slaughter. Gill!
He's still alive, but the drug they use is too strong. If I give him another shot, we're...
Bones, give him another shot.
I don't dare. Guard.
We've run out of time, Bones.
Take off the helmet.
The second time in one day, Doris is a hero to the fatherland.
She captured a Saiyan spy that was attempting to assassinate the Fuhrer.
Gods?
Yes. Let us make an example of this traitor once and for all. We'll make a present of him to Melikon. Geminini, this spy must be taken to Melikon.
Pass them on my responsibility.
Enig is one of us.
Get close to Spock. Stall for time. And hope.
What is this?
A spy, Excellency.
A rare prize. Deputy Fuhrer can see this is no ordinary Zeon.
Oh, not a Zeon, definitely not.
Professor Gill, can you hear me? You've got to speak. You've got to speak. This is our last chance. Gill.
The Deputy Fuhrer is an authority on the genetics of racial purity. How would you classify this one?
Very difficult. Note the sinister eyes and the malformed ears. Definitely an inferior race.
Professor. Professor! You've got to talk. You've got to tell them what happened. You've got to come out of it. Come on, Professor. Come on. Come on.
Note the low forehead denoting stupidity, the dull look of a trapped animal. You may take him now for interrogation, but I want the body saved for the cultural museum. He'll make an interesting display.
People of Ecos.
Go to the booth. See to the Fuhrer at once he's ill. Turn off that camera.
Hear me.
I suggest we leave and let our Fuhrer rest.
We were betrayed by a self-seeking adventurer who has led us all to the very brink of disaster. I ordered the immediate recall of the space fleet. This attack must stop. All units are to return to base.
Dr. Zeon, I promise. This was not an aggression of Yukos people. Only one evil man. Melikon is a traitor to his own people and all that we stand for. The Zeon people, I promise reparation.
Wait, soldier. There's been enough killing. Now we'll start to live the way the Fuhrer meant us to live.
I was wrong. The non-interference directive is the only way. You must stop the slaughter.
You did that, Professor. You told them in time.
Even historians fail to learn from history. They repeat the same mistakes. Let the killing end.
So long, I've prayed for this. Oh, I'm sorry.
So is he.
You're giving us all a new chance.
Thank you. But go now. We must do the rest.
Enik and I will go in the air. Offer a new way for our people. For all our people. Both Zeons and Ikoshans.
It is time to stop the bloodshed. To bury our dead.
Well, Mr. Spock, I think the planet is in good hands.
Indeed, Captain. With the union of two cultures, this system would make a fine addition to the Federation.
Kirk to Enterprise.
Enterprise here, Captain.
Beam us aboard.
Captain, I never will understand humans. How could a man as brilliant, a mind as logical as John Gill's, have made such a fatal error?
He drew the wrong conclusion from history. The problem with the Nazis wasn't simply that their leaders were evil, psychotic men. They were. But the main problem, I think, was the leader principle.
What he's saying, Spock, is that a man holds that much power, even with the best intentions, just can't resist the urge to play God.
Thank you, Doctor. I was able to gather the meaning. It also proves another Earth saying. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Darn clever, these Earthmen, wouldn't you say? Yes. Earthmen like Ramses, Alexander, Caesar, Napoleon, Hitler, Lee Kuan. Your whole Earth history is made up of men seeking absolute power.
Now, Spock, you obviously don't...
Obviously, Doctor, you failed to accept...
Gentlemen, we've just been through one civil war. Let's not start another... Chekhov, take us out of orbit, warp factor 2, and hurry.